words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that? 98 KUPD.
Beautiful. I'm gonna raise the blinds, boys. And the fun part is we have our owners coming today. A beautiful Mother Hubbard. Ginny is coming in. She's a marvelous human being and one of the greatest bosses you could ever hope for. I say that because she may be listening. That's the reason I throw that out.
She's the best.
It's nice because we have an entire show of people who don't embarrass me, which is nice. And we can have grown-up conversations in front of her and with her and things like that. It'll be very fun. And also one of the conversations I want to have with her, based on the story that came out today, that one of our sister stations from the Hubbard Broadcasting Company, WIL in St. Louis, is that right?
Yeah.
92.3 WIL, I'm guessing by the stars. It's the best country in the Midwest. So they're not that bright. And half of the Mason and Remy show was fired. Now, I don't know anything about the Mason and Remy show because my IQ is higher than 60 and I don't listen to country music. But Mason Schrader got a full-on 92.3 FM WIL tattoo on his arm last week. He was fired Friday morning.
I like they say jettisoned.
He was jettisoned. The tattoo isn't a week old. The Hubbard Radio St. Louis station plans to keep the other guy, Remy.
Remy, yeah.
Remy's sticking around. Remy Hosley's going to stay in the morning shift, according to a source. Not for long, he's not. Along with Casey Washausen, who also hosts the 10 a.m. to 2 o'clock. Schrader and Hosley were hired back in 2018. So he's had the job for like a year and a half and got a tattoo. I've worked here for 20 years. It's my life legacy, really. This is what I've planted as my flag of what I do with my carbon-based life form throughout this journey. I would never get KUPD tattooed to my body, ever. Ever. Because you never know that the jackass that comes on after us, Larry, tells another nun joke, and the next thing you know, we're the laughing stock of the world. And I got this stamped
in forever. So one thing Lisa questioned about me when I had your face on my shoulder.
Right, what if I kill someone?
Well, not only that, but what happens, what happens if you get fired?
You know that?
No.
Yeah, Toledo has
covered up. You can still see him kind of.
And then he stole, culturally appropriated a totem.
What the?
He had my face tattooed to his arm for a little while.
Well, was that a payday stuntman thing or what?
It was supposed to be.
Yeah. And we got tattoo guys to come down here. Eric was supposed to get a tattoo, and Eric lost his mind.
The tattoo did say it was Brady with
welcome
a thought
to
bubble.
City.
Thought bubble that said welcome to Yum City.
And pointing to his ass. On his butt cheeks. And he agreed to do it.
Which the art was all fantastic. In.
And then last second, he literally lost his mind. And we're like, we got to get rid of this guy. I said, give me a few years. and then we felt bad
there.
For the tattoo guy who was,
he
like,
was there.
Yeah, he's like, what's going on? You're like, this was embarrassing. And so Toledo's like, I'll get one. And Toledo chose a photo of me to put on his arm.
In flames.
And like, it was fire behind me.
Is there pictures of this?
Yeah, you probably
before
have
it covered
right?
up? Yes. Oh, yes, I got
to
see this.
And then in order to cover that up, Toledo decided, how do I offend the Native American people of the Pacific Northwest? And
not
he got,
true.
He got a terrible totem put on his arm.
And
let me see that totem.
I haven't
seen it.
And what did
you
think the totem stood
Yeah, you
for?
Had like meaning behind it.
No, I didn't.
And really what it is,
oh,
is
you
like,
you just
no. 12th man.
That's a sacrificial totem.
Right. Anyway, it's all it is. It's the danger of the tattoo. But so now this guy's got a tattoo on his arm. And it's not little. And you get fired by that station.
He's got it high enough on there that he can start, you know, he'll have three or four more stations.
Well, yeah, his resume can go on his arm. Right. You are now a gypsy in radio. So he got fired. It's still healing, and he was fired after doing it. And the lady that runs the operation is going to visit us today, so we'll have some questions for her.
But you could probably you could get a tat or anyone.
You think?
Well, any time that you spent.
No, Brady. No.
Years at a place.
It doesn't matter. Like I said.
Afterwards.
Well, like I said, that's my legacy of work. That's 20 years here.
Yeah.
But I'm still not going to commemorate it just in case something goes goofy with like Randall. He starts, you know, Randall accidentally starts giving guys the hand jobs again. And he does it publicly.
Again?
And he, yeah, you didn't know
Is
about that?
What happens
yeah, military.
Here during the day?
Military. Yeah, you worked at night. But yeah, when Randall would offer him up. And the next thing you know, we got sexual harassment suits where KUPD is forever known for that. Hey, that's that place that Mark Randall does that. And I'm like, I know. And now I got to cover my tattoo with a totem.
And I completely agree with you because when I put that sliced brisket on the small of my back.
Right. How embarrassed would you be?
Porkopolis closed less than a year.
How embarrassed would you be if Porkopolis forever was on your arm? Work and relationships can never be tattoos. Period. It just can't because you can have a falling out with those.
Yeah.
You can have sports teams, dangerous, but still pretty – it's pretty safe. Or just like weird – like
you can have Corey Taylor coming out of your calf.
Like you got dragons and – monsters and stuff on your arm. Randall's got a sleeve of like cool stuff that will never ever like abandon you because it's medieval nonsense. Like you've got
most of his exes on a pike right there.
Yeah. Kind
of cool.
Well, that's kind of cool if you want to kill off all your exes yeah. and keep a list. That's like bedpost notch. Right. Yeah. You got to have a gun for that. You got a lot of exes. There's a whole bunch of pyres and I'm fine with that. But you can't go like, Britney forever. There's a dude with 93 rock on his forehead.
Oh, my God.
He should have gone for the teeth instead.
I was going to say he wasn't doing well. Maybe that was a radio contest. Tattoo our logo to your forehead. We'll get you some dental care.
I mean, he's no Post Malone, but.
Right. No. God. No, he's not. No, that's a.
Look at that hill jack.
Yeah, that is some meth going on.
That's Malone.
Oh, there's, yeah, there's some. Some teeth issues there. Anyway, so never, again, the lesson stands. Never get your work tattooed to your body or a relationship tattooed to your body. You don't have any, right?
No, yeah, I'm clean. No.
This will be a shocker, but
I'm clean.
You think that's a stoma?
Oh, he does have a stoma from smoking. So he had what he had was probably jaw cancer or something, and it bled down into his throat because he's got a...
I got a tattoo on my head if you'd like.
How in the F did that radio station say okay to him?
I'll do the forehead tattoo.
Get him. Get him.
I don't think they're saying yes to that.
Would we do that? If this guy showed up, he wants to tattoo our logo to his forehead. You want to meet him? Yeah.
Hello.
No, we're out. This is a mistake. This guy's
don't
life.
Spend the money on the ink.
No. Well, beyond the money thing, I just don't want to add to it. I don't want to be responsible for whatever's going on.
That'd be pretty good drops.
You're listening.
Well,
to
I don't want to. Well, I'd let him work here. I don't want him tattooed the UPD on his face. Yeah.
Like is that butt.
Is it does sort of sound like front. Maybe she's got a stomach.
Hey everybody, 93 Rock, the home of front butt. Mm. Got a tattoo on my front face to cover up my awful face. That's nice.
Front butt.
Back more with some rock, 93 Rock.
Yeah, there's a bunch of bad tattoos. Let's not get into that.
That's terrible.
Your favorite band can go on there. Even if they do something awful, it's still their music lives. That's why you got it.
Somebody got Amy Lee.
Why did you get Amy Lee? Because you just don't get people. That's it. I think you just don't get people.
Who's that?
Ozzy.
Oh, that's terrible.
You
with
just
a rash.
Don't get individual human beings.
Ozzy with hives.
You get Frankenstein. You get like monsters, like what Randall did. Skulls. Randall's got that. You don't get terrible tattoos of human
Our
beings.
Our buddy Flip's got the best fix, though, so far.
What's that?
His is Stacia no longer. It just says, I love pistachios.
Because he had his girlfriend Stacia all over his body. 5 different tattoos. She leaves.
And now it just
I love pistachios on his arm.
Why the hell?
Because he lost his mind.
It's only fix.
Because at the time. When
no,
they were,
I mean, why would you get your girl's name on
he it? He was euphoric about her. It was his
they both had him.
Fifth wife.
His fifth?
Yeah. And that's when you know you're not very good at it.
Yeah, no kidding.
You just don't stamp that person on you.
3 strikes and you're out. What the hell is that?
Face tattoos are a different
Earth item. Crisis is the name of the band.
And he had it as its face. You know what he'll never be? Grandpa Earth Crisis. He's not going to make it that long. Employed also.
Even the
right.
guys in Earth Crisis are like, what the hell is this clown's
Just
problem?
Don't get people tattooed to you or your work. Nobody. You know what's
Dom.
Funny? And it's true of I know, Dom is such a lost cause with the Corey Taylor calf. And it's like, it's the only one. Like, he doesn't have any others.
He has a bunch.
On his body, but on his calf. Okay. It is not good. It's a picture of Corey Taylor.
It's good work is what you're saying. Good
it
work.
It would be nice on a wall, not on your leg. Yeah, you can't do people.
You wouldn't do Barry Wood?
Yes. I would do my whole body Barry Wood. I'd tattoo myself.
On your head?
No, all of it. Like my face would now be Barry Wood's face. I would just do the knock me under anesthesia and tattoo my whole body to be Barry Wood.
And the crank could go all the way down your leg.
And
I mean,
there'd
you're
be a
good
drawing of my crank. And then this weird little like wart that sits next to it would be my actual useful pee pee. But I would get all of Barry Wood on me. That's
like this
different.
Guy gave up. He was going to do the whole album cover and decided,
nah,
I'm done.
You just don't do it. But anyway, yeah, no, you can do bands, but no people and nobody at their other, like nobody.
Oh, that guy. Yeah,
let me tell you this. Nobody at LGE across the parking lot has a tattoo of LGE on them.
Oh,
nobody.
Yeah.
Why do we get so excited about radio?
Maybe Video West?
No, nobody at their job.
West.
My dad worked at a place called, well, it's Hunt Corporation, turned into Akon, but it was Huber Hunt Nichols Hunt. 50 years the guy worked there. Never once did he go, I got to get a tattoo of my job on my arm. It's only like radio idiots and music people. It's strange. Like, I worked for Waste Management for 25 years. I got this on my. Nobody's doing that outside of us radio idiots.
Larry's got a Legend City tattoo.
Larry's got a lot of tattoos we don't talk about. Larry had a teardrop on his eye, not because he killed someone, just because he wanted to reflect all the sadness. I was alone this weekend. He had a teardrop in my eye.
Tear of guilt.
Yeah, he did something wrong. He's like, I should probably. That's another one. We should get teardrops on Larry's face. The Jew killer. Not Jew killer, Jew. He's the Jew who kills. Right. We should change the name of his.
Yeah.
His nickname's no good.
Yikes.
You can't call somebody Jew killer. That's double meaning. Yeah, we'll just call him the bad man. I've got the Guadalupe replay coming up in just a moment. Don't tattoo your girlfriend or boyfriend to you, and especially your job, morons.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy